proud to be serving Delaware. You're listening to WDEL's Delaware Morning News. Here's Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong.
Good morning, partly cloudy skies. It's now 71 degrees at 7:30. Your WDEL Delaware AccuWeather forecast for today. Clouds and sun, could see a shower or thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. The high 88. I'm Peter MacArthur, Melanie Armstrong off today, and here are Delaware's top stories for Friday, June 4th. An update on what's been happening in the Gulf Coast as BP tries to cap and contain the oil leak. And let's get the latest now. Associated Press correspondent Greg Bluestein is in the Gulf, joins us live this morning. Greg, apparently the news is, somewhat mixed on the efforts to cap that what ended up to be a jagged cut on the leaking oil pipe, huh?
Yeah, good morning. They actually were able to cap it late last night. The jury's still out on whether or not it's working. If you look at the video feed, you can see a lot of oil still spewing from the top of the cap. BP says that it built in four vents into the cap, and they're going to try to close off the vents as the day goes on. And if those vents are closed successfully and oil is contained and piped to the surface, then that means it could be working.
Obviously, Greg, in recent days, this has gotten more and more attention from the president. He'll come back to the region again today?
Yes, he's visiting. He's flying in around noon, and he's heading down to Gulf Coast communities. We're not sure quite where yet, but I know people down in the, I was at the coast last night, and people were still furious and upset.
Well, that's the thing. I guess he's gotten the rap that he has not talked with enough of the people whose lives are directly affected by this, and perhaps this is step one. One of several, it would appear, of him trying to rectify that somewhat.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of residents last night who basically wanted more than just words. In the words of one of the residents, sorry doesn't pay the bills. They want they want financial compensation. BP says it's coming. They want the situation rectified as quick as possible. And of course, BP and the government both saying they're doing everything possible. But what you've got here is a situation where the biggest government in the world and a huge private industry is unable to cap this well 40-something days into it. Well,
Greg, vocal all along has been Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, and apparently he made an impact with BP because there is now, I guess, a fund, an escrow account being set aside to build some sand berms in an effort to keep some of this Gulf oil out of sensitive marshlands where it hasn't gotten yet. Is that the idea?
Yeah, for weeks now he's been kind of touring the coastal area and telling BP, give us the money and get out of the way. Give us the money and get out of the way. A couple days ago, the White House basically directed BP to give them the money. Then yesterday he said, okay, sign the contract and get out of the way. Sign the contract and get out of the way. Late last night, BP announced that it had indeed set up a $360 million escrow account to start paying for these sand berms. Governor Jindal hopes these sand berms will be Louisiana's way to sort of protect their these delicate coastal marshland areas from the invading oil.
Greg, finally, this is a story largely about people and how something like this affects their lives and their livelihood. So I'll ask you what I've asked others in the past. When talking to them, how would you describe their demeanor? Is it defeated? Is it mad? A combination of the two? Or how would you characterize it?
It's frustrated. A lot of these people have survived hurricane after hurricane after hurricane, and here, This is a new threat, an existential threat to their way of life. They can rebuild after hurricanes, they say, but having to change an entire way of life that could be forever tainted by oil is something that they're really afraid of.
Understood. AP correspondent Greg Bluestein joining us live. Greg, thank you so much for the update. We appreciate it.